We might start with you, Corinne. Do you want to introduce your family to us?
Sure. Well, my name's Corinne. This is Joel. Joel's in grade 6 at school, and Emily. And Emily is hiding behind here. Come over here. And she's in grade 2 at school. And my husband, Mike, I did not forget him. But I guess you'll get to know him a bit more as well.
Fantastic. Tell us a bit, Corinne, before we're going to get to Mike. What does a regular week look like for you back at home?
Regular week. Is there such a thing?
No.
I work part-time as a physiotherapist, so I do a couple of school hour days a week as a physio. I meet with people one-to-one, not all the time, but, you know, in and on and off. I love meeting with women and getting to know them and encourage them in their faith. We have Bible study group. We have kids' church, which keeps me busy. And
Soccer training.
Nope.
And have I forgotten anything?
Soccer.
It's a lot of soccer happening. How about you, Mike? Maybe tell us, how did you become a Christian?
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Hi, everybody. I became a Christian when I was 17. I grew up in Sydney in the western suburbs, a place called Parramatta, and I left school early to start an apprenticeship as a butcher, not because I wanted to be a butcher, but because I wanted to leave school. I worked for a number of years and earned a fair bit of money, but managed to get myself into a bit of trouble. And so my parents found out that I was smoking marijuana. They said either the dope goes or you go, and so the dope left. I left home and hitchhiked, can you believe it, all the way from Sydney to Cairns. I heard the good news about Jesus while I was in Cairns. A man came up to me and started telling me about Jesus on the Esplanade. I really wasn't interested because I grew up in a Catholic church family. My parents sent me to church. They didn't go, but they sent me. And so I thought I knew all I needed to know about Jesus. So I told this guy to disappear, not those words, but asked him to leave and leave me alone. He said, could I pray for you? I said, you do whatever you like, mate, I'm not interested. I had $35 left to my name, and I heard about a pub that was giving out dollar drinks. So I thought, beauty, $35, 35 drinks, I'll do myself some damage. And I got the wrong directions and ended up in front of the Presbyterian Church in Cairns. It was a Sunday night. They were singing. I walked in, and I heard that if I gave my life to Jesus, not only would he give me a new life, but eternal life as well. That sounded pretty good. And so I was introduced to a Christian policeman who just so happened to deal with teenage runaways. That was his job. And he invited me into his home with his wife and four little children under the age of 7. And for a period of a number of days, they just loved me and cared for me and gospeled me. And so I was sitting in Cairns Police Station with my friend Brad one afternoon. He said, you've seen how we live. You've seen what Jesus has done for you, that you can be forgiven and have a new life. What do you think? And I said to him, I'm in. I'll give this Jesus guy a chance. 17 years I've made a mess of my life. I'll give Jesus a go. I thought it might last a week. Here we are. I'm 44.
That's good news. It's a long way, though, isn't it, from those times in Cairns to where you are now?
Yeah.
Maybe tell us a little bit, how did you get into ministry and what drives you in your ministry?
Yeah, so look, God has been incredibly good to me and my family. So my parents became Christians as well shortly after I returned from Cairns. So again, the grace of God and wanting other people to know his grace as well. I went back from Cairns to Sydney to do some study to finish my high school certificate, which I didn't finish before I'd started the apprenticeship. And while I was at TAFE, I was meeting with other guys and sharing the gospel with them. And a friend of mine said to me, you know, being a policeman is a good thing to do. That's what I wanted to do. I know the height restriction thing. You're all thinking, how can you get into the police force? I applied. Friend said to me, you know, telling people about Jesus is a better thing to do. Why don't you do that? And so I started meeting with butchers and bakers and cabinet makers at TAFE and reading the Bible with them. And then offered an MTS apprenticeship, a traineeship for a couple of years with a guy called Craig Tucker in Sydney. I worked with Craig for a couple of years, and then we went off to Bible college, and someone said, you should become a Presbyterian minister, and so I did, and here we are.
Excellent. So you've been in Rocky for 10 years as a senior minister there.
Yep.
Assuming that we're all going to like you and we're going to vote yes next Sunday,
yep,
to call you,
sure,
and you say yes to us in return.
Let's assume that, yep.
When you kind of land here at Salt Church, what do you see your role is going to be,
yeah,
with us?
Sure. Well, I understand that you're looking for someone who'll come and teach the Bible and lead you as a church on mission to the Gold Coast and seeing more and more people come to know Jesus. That's what I've understood the brief to be. So that's what I've understood that I'd be doing, that I'd come and teach the Bible and help you be equipped to reach our city or this city with the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what I'd be coming to do. It's interesting that the dichotomy between loving people in church and reaching others. Jesus said to us that we are his disciples and that the world will know we're his disciples by our love for one another. So those two things aren't exclusive, they are the same. In order to love one another, to reach other people. So I'll be coming here to learn how to love you. And hopefully you might do that with me and my family too.
Fantastic. Corinne, what can we be praying for you guys in all of this?
Moving is it's a big process, I guess, and we love our church family in Rockhampton, so it is hard to say goodbye, but it's exciting to start anew as well. So I guess that we finish well if we come down here, that we are able to reaffirm our friendships up there and encourage them to continue on, as we start anew, that all the details will fall in place. I think most women get stressed about the details. The guys take care of the big stuff and we're just going, oh, what about schools and everything? So that's me. So that I trust God in all of that and those pieces would fall in place, yeah. And for our kids to make friends, which I've already started doing here, which is lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else for you, Mike, for praying for you?
I wouldn't dare correct Corinne, I think the process is important for us. It's important that we say goodbye. So just re-emphasising what Corinne said, really. Yeah. It's important that we say goodbye. It's important that we leave well. Again, assuming that all things work equally and we come. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it's great to have you guys here. I've been trying to communicate for a couple of weeks just how excited we are that you guys are considering us and we get a chance to hear you today. I really want to encourage you, maybe grab a seat and I'll explain what's going to be happening. Give them a round of applause again.